Pádraic Lodges here with Sport. Morning, Pádraic.
Good morning, Cahill. Well, Arsenal drew 0-0 away to Besiktas of Turkey in the first leg of their Champions League playoff. The Gunners had midfielder Aaron Ramsey sent off on a second yellow card with 10 minutes remaining. Arsenal, though, will welcome back Germany World Cup winning trio Mesut Ozil, Pet Mertzacker and Lukas Podolski for the second leg at the Emirates Stadium this night week. Here's what the Arsenal manager Arsene Wenger had to say afterwards.
Yes, it was a difficult match. Played at a great pace, and Besiktas played with 100% pace in the game, and did fight for every single ball and was quick, and we needed a great level of concentration. We are maybe still a bit short physically in some situations, but overall it was a game played for 90 minutes at a great pace. I think nor the first yellow card nor the second yellow card was deserved for Aaron Ramsey. And when you see some of the fouls that have been made tonight and we go home with Ramsey, a red card, it's a bit unbelievable.
Tonight, Celtic are away to Maribor of Slovenia in the first leg of their Champions League playoff. That game will be shown live on RT2 television. The Republic of Ireland women's team played their last home match of their World Cup qualifying campaign tonight when they face Slovenia at Tallaght Stadium. That match kicks off at 7:30. Well, yesterday the Irish women's under-19s lost 4-0 to Denmark in a friendly international. Manchester United have reached an agreement to sign Argentina defender Marcos Rojo from Sporting Lisbon. As part of the deal, Nani will return to Lisbon on loan 7 years after he joined United from Lisbon. And Northern Ireland international Paddy McCourt has signed for English Championship side Brighton on a 1 year deal. Ireland's Fiona Doyle failed to emerge from her semi-final in the women's 100 metres breaststroke at the European Swimming Championships in Berlin. She finished 7th in her semi and was placed 13th of the 16 swimmers. Sarika McMahon returns to action today in the heats of the 200 metres individual medley. Brendan Hyland is in action in his main event, the 200 metres butterfly, while Nicholas Quinn and Dan Sweeney go in the 200 metres breaststroke heats. In racing, Louth trainer Harry Rogers sent out La Canada to win the Sligo GAA Race Day Handicap at Sligo last night. The 16-1 shot ridden by Conor King won by 2.5 lengths. The Judmont International is the feature race on the opening day of the 3-day festival at York. Aidan O'Brien's dual derby winner Australia is the favourite to win the prestigious event, with Michael Stout's Telescope also taking part. Meanwhile, preparations are continuing for the inaugural Irish Champions weekend, which will take place next month, with the Irish Champions Stakes meeting at Leopardstown on Saturday the 13th of September and the Irish St Ledger meeting at the Curragh the following day. The general manager of Leopardstown, Pat Keogh, spoke about their pricing strategy for the fixtures.
€20 to either Leopardstown or to the Curragh for the day, and then you can get a combined ticket for €30 for the 2 days, and €35 then includes the Curragh Trail on the Sunday morning. So, you know, when you look at the price of any sport, you know, when you look at comparable racing fixtures in the UK, this is very, very, very cheap and very competitive. And we've pitched it that way because we really want to attract as wide an audience as we possibly can. We've very ambitious targets for ourselves for attendances, and we hope that we will achieve those targets, and pricing it economically was a very important part of that.
At the IPC European Athletics Championships in Swansea, Derry sprinter Jason Smith was a convincing winner of his category of the 100 metres, clocking 10.78 seconds. John McCarthy was just outside the medals in the 400 metres, while Heather Jemison finished 8th in her 100 metres final. And in rugby, Leicester have signed New Zealand World Cup winner Brad Thorne. The 39-year-old lock will arrive at Welford Road within the next month.